Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Most people know what it means to be fit, especially when it comes to sports and fitness. Even though it may not be fun to change our eating habits or hit the gym or the treadmill on a daily basis, it is good to have such habits if you have a fitness goal in mind. Likewise, God has a fitness program for those who want to be fit for His kingdom assignment. He's looking for outstanding talent, those who are willing to be trained for His spiritual dream team. In this episode, we're going to talk about what it takes to be fit for the Master's use.
We're in the middle of a war, so you cannot be worried about what someone else is doing, whether you approve or not. You need to make sure you're being approved by God. Now, I don't talk to you religious people out there. They think you know everything. In this season, do I have to say it, Lord Jesus? You're going to get your comeuppance. I just heard it in the spirit. Because God wants to use you, but you have too much arrogance. You think because you study the scriptures, you know, but you've never been successful in a real battle. And what's coming is a real battle beyond battles. And as the Lord said, there's going to be a falling away. There are going to be people leave the church. Why? Because they're not going to know how to fight.
Now, let's get into today's message.
This is not the time for people to cower. It's time for us to take dominion. Break forth. Okay? Fulfilling God's dominion mandate. That's what this is about. But you got to find out what your assignment is. And as a team member, you're going to have to spend time in prayer. We go over that in book. Before you even huddle with a team, you better make sure you know your position and you know your assignment. And that only comes from the Holy Spirit. But in this movie, this kid, oh my goodness, he was crying to be killed. I mean, anybody who's that wimpy when a fierce battle is going around, you just need to either go home or don't even come out because you're going to get killed. And that's exactly what happened in the movie. I'm sorry, that's a spoiler alert. Anyway, so you got to endure hardship like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Okay, you must not be entangled in the affairs of this life. Okay, don't get caught in the political stuff that's going on. Don't get caught up in what the news is saying, even as far as your family's concerned. Do what you got to do, but stay emotionally centered, physically. You can be there, but don't allow things going on around you to pull you in. That's how it is in the U.S. military. They send them to boot camp. Why? So you get oriented to think like a soldier. And I have a prayer class the Lord gave me, and it was a boot camp. Fortunately, I haven't used it on anybody lately because right now, and found any enlisted people who really want to go through that, but they're coming. Okay. And that's how the Lord taught me to teach prayer, like a boot camp. Okay. You're in the army now. You can't be thinking like a wimp. You can't be worried about your family. God will take care of your family if you take care of His business. You seek first the kingdom, all those things to be taken care of, but you got to stay focused on the kingdom because you don't want anybody in the military who's distracted. Got a call from home, something going on, and they crying on the field. Get everybody on your team shot up. You don't want that. So you can't be entangled in the affairs of this life. Again, this is from 2 Timothy chapter 2. You must be willing to use your personal gifts and talents for the benefit of others, for your communities, for neighbors and families. Why? Because we are under the blessing of Abraham. And Abraham was told, your seed is going to be blessed to bless the families of the earth. So whether it's in your community, in your state, or in your nation, or in the world, you got to be ready to use your gifts and talents to that point. Okay, you must not do anything for financial, political gain, nor to manipulate others. So don't do anything for financial gain or political gain, nor to manipulate others. Okay. Your heart has got to be aligned with the heart of God. And this is going to be key for those wanting the wealth transfer. You're going to have the heart of God, His compassion for people, His love for people, and you're going to have a staunch heart to obey whatever He tells you to do, no matter how dangerous it is or how foolish it sounds. So that's what it's going to take. And you must do all this and compete by the rules. It has to be by kingdom rules. And I would say, if you've never taken the time to study that second letter that Paul wrote to Timothy, it's a powerful, powerful study and advice for people who want to be called of God for this dream team. He talks about it. And he says, you know, here it is in chapter 2, verse 11. He said, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we should also live with him. He's telling who we are with Jesus Christ. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. So it doesn't matter what we do. We can choose not to be faithful, but God is always going to be faithful because he cannot deny himself. And he says, that if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. And we're supposed to keep this in remembrance. It says, charging them before the Lord that they, you know, strive not with words that don't profit. You know, we got to do things that God is saying, speak things that God is saying. And that's how he molds us into the soldiers that he's looking for his dream team. Also, he wants to mold us into vessels of honor. Again, it's all in the chapter here. Sanctified, meaning set aside, specified. I don't know what some of the special forces are they have in military, but that's what this is. A special forces group. Meet for the master's use and prepare for every good work. I heard good and powerful work. Because if you become a vessel of honor, God will use you in ways that will astound even you. This is where the greater works come in. And it says also to let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You want to make sure your hands are clean and your heart's clean. Because we want to fight the good fight of faith and you want to win. Okay, now, here's how you deal with certain issues. Okay, if you're dealing with someone, I want to tell you straight up, when you're in God's army and you're on this team, people are going to come up against you. They're going to try you. But you don't want to come off of your faith. You don't want to come down to their level. But what you want to do is if people relent and you pray and they relent, that's when you really, really, really have to take it to the court of heaven. Okay. If someone is blocking you, if someone's spoken something over you, and I would say in general, that is the case where we're living right now. I can tell you there are words the enemy's been speaking. All these spirits I told you, they were out here. There's a lot of witchcraft. The Lord showed me one day there was like snakes everywhere. I'm like, what is this, Lord? It's snakes in the airways, snakes covering our country. I'm like, what is he? Said all deception. He says people are just engulfed in deception. And you have to understand that. So there are a lot of people who are coming against us. I'll pretty much say it. Demon possessed. I'm just going to say it. Like they have that new what do you call it, psychological disorder, TDS. You know what it means. Okay. So if people are accessing about people, if they're assessing about what other people have done, if a person in an office can cause you to be frustrated every day, something wrong with you. I would guess, first of all, you're not saved. Because the only thing that's supposed to be moving us is this word of God and what Jesus is speaking to us. And we're in the middle of a war. So you cannot be worried about what someone else is doing, whether you approve or not. You need to make sure you're being approved by God. And I'm gonna talk to you religious people out there that think you know everything. In this season, do I have to say it, Lord Jesus? You're gonna get your comeuppance. I just heard it in the spirit. Because God wants to use you, but you have too much arrogance. You think because you study the scriptures, you know, but you've never been successful in a real battle. And what's coming is a real battle beyond battles. And as the Lord said, there's going to be a falling away. There are going to be people leave the church. Why? Because they're not going to know how to fight. Because they've been told a lie. They didn't do any studying. They didn't do fasting and praying. When the Lord told you to pray in prayer groups, you wouldn't come. Why? You think you are that. You think you know how to pray. You think you know how to do stuff. Well, good luck. Because what's coming, this earth has never seen before. So the only way to deal with something you've never seen before is to step up your game. Prepare in ways you've never done before. Open your ears to hear. this arrogance is getting ready to come down. This preoccupation with self and who you are. No. These people are coming down in this season. That's the same spirit God is coming against. Only God will get glory for this team. You can't make it. He's not going to choose you. You have to have the humble heart, like David's heart. I mean, Saul came threatening David. David didn't try to kill Saul. He didn't call him names. He recognized that he was God's anointed. Go back and read the story. Many times David by right could have killed Saul. But that Bible tells you he respected God. He respected God's anointed. Hallelujah. And there are people, and I would say even political positions, that God has appointed people, anointed people for it. You don't have to like them. They're doing their job. And not everybody has a clean job.
What a message. And that's just a portion of our message that we did on Sunday, October 12th. But 1 Timothy 4:8 says, "For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come." Like any fitness program, you will want to seek the advice of your physician before starting any new fitness routine. So get into prayer. Ask Dr. Jesus what he would require for your assignment. And know that whatever he prescribes will surely involve your whole being, spirit, soul, and body, in Jesus' name. If you've enjoyed this episode, check out the link in the description box to view this video on YouTube. Also, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe both to this podcast channel and our YouTube channel as well, so you don't miss out on what God is saying and doing in this season. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time, thank you for being with us. You can catch our Sunday live broadcast weekly on YouTube at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also catch our weekly podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as our website, www.epicbooksandcafe.com. In addition, Break Forth, Fulfilling God's Dominion Mandate by Paula Matthews is available both at Barnes & Noble and Amazon Books. Thank you for being with us.